This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Lindy Kenyon. A major development in the Georgia case against former President Trump. CBS's Bradley Blackburn has the story.
Hours after a judge's ruling in former President Trump's Georgia election interference case, special prosecutor Nathan Wade tendered his resignation. The judge's ruling ordered Fulton County District Attorney Fawny Willis to either step aside or order Wade to quit the case because they had been involved romantically and it created an appearance of impropriety.
At least three people have been killed after a series of tornadoes tore through the central U.S. The tornadoes also left trails of destruction in Kentucky, Indiana, and Arkansas. KFSM reporter Jacob Luthy spoke to a woman whose truck was crushed by a tree in Goshen, Arkansas.
I saw this tree, but it happened like in the blink of an eye.
The Goshen Fire District says crews found her trapped in the truck. Angelica says she was on her way home from work around 3:30 when it happened.
My fiance actually texted me. He was like, you should go home because the storm, have you not gotten a text?
Officials say 38 people were injured by a tornado in the Indiana community of Winchester. A tornado also struck the Arkansas retirement community of Hot Springs Village. Negotiations continue in an effort to reach a ceasefire deal in Gaza. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken speaking in Vienna.
We are working every single day with the Israeli government on all of the challenges that the situation poses to Israel, to Palestinians.
Meanwhile, the first maritime shipment of humanitarian supplies has arrived in the region. It includes tons of food from World Central Kitchen. The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating how a United Airlines flight lost part of the plane before landing safely in Oregon yesterday. Details from KXL's John Eric Smith.
An external panel belonging to a Boeing 737 was found to be missing after landing in southern Oregon. United Flight 433 left San Francisco Friday morning. The panel came from the underside of the plane where the wing meets the body. United Airlines says their pilots didn't know there was an issue until the plane was on the ground.
This follows a separate incident involving a Boeing airplane in January when a door plug blew out mid-flight on an Alaska Airlines jet. Planning on taking a trip? Be forewarned, measles infections are on the rise. CBS's Sabrina Franzer reports.
If you're planning on traveling internationally for spring break, the CDC has updated its guidance. They recommend you see your doctor 6 weeks before traveling to make sure you're protected.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin's healthcare workforce is in critical but stable condition. That's according to an annual industry group report. Mike Moan has more.
Annual findings from the Wisconsin Hospital Association show that health systems around the state have made some hiring gains following some worrisome years. However, job vacancy rates are at double digits for 8 of 18 health professions, and registered nurses just moved into that territory. WHA's Ann Zink says that's concerning for a key reason.
Registered nurses make up over half of the hospital and health system workforce. So that's very impactful because nurses can fill other gaps on the health care team.
Wisconsin is projected to see one out of every four residents reach retirement age by 2030, putting more pressure on demand for services. Providers and state officials are carrying out efforts to reduce staffing turnover in healthcare. The report has specific recommendations, including regulatory changes and expanded use of technology to help see patients. In the meantime, Zeng says the current challenges will be noticed by healthcare consumers.
People have to wait longer for a primary care appointment or a specialty appointment. Sometimes they end up needing to come to an urgent care department or an emergency department to get that access.
Zeng says that creates busier waiting rooms for those settings. And the report's authors say clinics are having a harder time filling certain support staff positions, such as medical assistants and receptionists. As for the bright spots, the WHA says there are more physicians in Wisconsin than there were a decade ago. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Monday on Matt Nair On Air, political consultant Joseph Hickey joins us. Maggie Dawn is here as well, and we go beyond the cheese with mushrooms. Join us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny with highs in the mid-50s. It'll be breezy out of the west, up to 30 miles per hour at times. For tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, 28. More clouds for Sunday. We'll see a high near 37. Monday, partly sunny. Again, highs around 37.
Right now, it's 37.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Face of my conscience.
2024.
Come to understand myself.
If it's 7 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's
clear
time for This Week in Waukesha on WAUK. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here in the Walk Radio studios, right around the corner from Theodora Yeoman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. And I am joined by Johnny on the board and on the jukebox. And I have really three guests. One of them is a co-host, and we'll put a pin in that for now. We'll introduce him momentarily. But last week, as you recall, my guests were challengers, if you will, candidates for the Waukesha School Board. Today, we are honored to have two incumbents up for re-election, Anthony Zenobia and Kelly Piazek. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Glad you could be here so early. And then to make sure that that this is a, shall we say, a fair, objective environment, I'm honored to have a very dear family friend, one of the leading scholars on American public policy, Dr. Robert Kaufman from Pepperdine University. Bob, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. You were so desperate for a conservative, you had to get me on the West Coast to appear on the program, but I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Glad to have you, Bob. You know, I was texting brothers Raymond and Terry, two very good friends of Bob, that and Ray got very upset that I would wake you up so early in the morning, but I explained to him that you're up at 4 your time anyway to hit the gym, correct?
Yeah, he knows that. He's just being mock sympathetic. So, he can't help it.
Terrific, terrific. So, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this is St. Patrick's Day weekend. So, happy St. Patrick's Day to all of us who have of Irish descent, as well as those who choose to be Irish on this wonderful weekend. So, and I know that now includes you, Bob, right? After an ancestry test.
Thanks to Ancestry.com, I learned that my maternal grandmother grazed in other pastures, to use the words of Marie Chevalier. Yes.
Fantastic. So one of the proud Irish moments this week before we begin our discussions was at the Oscars when Cillian Murphy became the first Irish-born actor to win the Oscars. And for those of you who didn't catch it, because he kind of just at the very end of his acceptance speech after he dedicated his award to all the peacemakers in the age of Oppenheimer, he said a few words in Gaelic that very few people I could catch. And it was Gora Mila Mahagav, which means a thousand thank yous. So if you hear me saying that a lot in this show, that's what that means. Gora Mila Mahagav. So and more on other exciting things. So we have, as my friend James Santel says, an ambitious but very achievable agenda. Of course, the focus here are our two candidates, incumbents seeking re-election. We're going to spend some time on the Carroll Minute, where we have an All-American, or should I say a repeat
All-American here in our University City. We have some more high schoolers celebrating great success in state competition, not only here in Waukesha, but around Waukesha County. And some more voting information. We do have the election is April 2nd. And we're going to talk a little bit about National Reading Month. So, but first, some very important time-sensitive news is that at 10 a.m. this morning, Saturday, March 16th, at the Waukesha South Soccer Field, there will be an Easter egg hunt. So, and it's for kids ages birth to eight. So, sorry, Johnny, you and I are, you know, we're not welcome in that regard. But it is presented by the Waukesha South Student Council. So, knowing how nice and spring-like the weather's been, that could be a fun thing for families to do. So keep that in mind. So again, with our guests here on WAUK 101.1 FM 540 AM, we have Anthony Zenobia, and I'm pronouncing your name correctly, right?
Yes, you are.
Terrific. And Kelly Piazik, and I pronounced your name correctly, right?
Yep,
fantastic. So let's start. Tell us about yourselves. Whoever wants to go first.
Well, I will go first. I appreciate you having us here on this fine Saturday morning. Hello, Professor Kaufman out there. I don't know if you've seen your sunset yet.
What? Not quite, but good morning.
All right. Getting there, huh?
Yeah.
In honor of St. Paddy's Day, my son turns eight tomorrow. So
fantastic.
He's got some Irish on his mother's side. So he's
terrific.
Fully ready for green beer, I think. But no.
Terrific.
So yeah, as far as my background, I'm a father of three, 12, 10, and 8. Lived here, grew up here, maybe 10 minutes west. My father moved here for a job in manufacturing in 75. So family of six kids. They've lived in the area. My wife and I moved back into the city and where we currently live back in 2010. So I enjoy a lot of things. I enjoy to get out in the outdoors. It's probably one of my favorite things. Own my own business. I work in, mainly buying and selling equipment for manufacturing, metal fabrication, metalworking, is what I've been keeping busy with for, on my own, probably 8 years, but probably been in that industry about 20 years. And before that, consulting, financial services. So, yeah, glad to be here and glad to talk about all the wonderful things happening on the Waukesha School Board.
Sounds great. Thanks, Anthony. Kelly, your turn.
Good morning. Thank you for having us. I've been in Wisconsin since I started at Marquette University, so quite some time. Once I got here, I didn't want to leave. I grew up in Northern Illinois. My family owned a family service station.
Oh, wow.
So I grew up around cars and pumping gas and doing minor car repairs and things like that. So went to public school and Catholic school, so had a combination of both. And neither of my parents are college educated, just built an incredible family enterprise there in Illinois. And
that's great.
Came to Marquette. I studied biomedical engineering, PhD in biomedical engineering from Marquette in the Medical College of Wisconsin. And I've been working in healthcare product development and healthcare research for the last 25 years. So it's really been my passion. And probably explains a lot of my personality, but
sure.
I have three kids in the district as well. We have three teenagers that all attend.
And I saw two of them play basketball, JV and varsity for Waukesha North. And
lots of athletes.
Very competitive. Good play. Yep. Great shooters.
Yep.
That's for sure. Dangerous from the 3-point line. That's for sure. So you should be very proud. That's terrific. Hey, can I ask, because I lived in Chicagoland for like almost 20 years. What town did you grow up in?
Rockford, Illinois.
Oh, Rockford. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds great. So a little further out west.
A little further. It's about 100 miles from here. A little fun fact, my parents run a national level BMX track in Rockford, Illinois. So anybody who's related to the BMX sport around here has probably been there. And they've been doing that for over 40 years.
Okay. So. And it's and Bob, if I remember correctly, I believe you're a Cheap Trick fan. They're from Rockford, Illinois. I don't know if you knew that or not.
They are.
No, I'm a Beach Boys guy.
Yeah, Bob's a big Beach Boys guy. So, Well, we'll be talking more about that later. I should have, you know, Bob, I have to apologize. I didn't pick out any Beach Boys songs in my my repertoire today. So, but well, we'll have to have you back on again. Just have a, we could have a focused Beach Boys show just for you.
Well, why don't you see how today goes before you make a reckless commitment?
Fair enough. Fair enough. So, but hey, one quick story in Rockford too was we used to have a show on that's now been replaced by Matt and Air on Air. But at the end of the kind of the title sequence, you would hear "Hello, Wisconsin," which is also in that 70s show. And where that comes from, and I learned it here in Civic Media, is that when the Cheap Trick would play a lot of concerts in Wisconsin, because they weren't, they were still like high school age, and you couldn't, you know, the drinking age in Illinois was 21, but in Wisconsin it was 18 for many years. And so they would do a lot of concerts just north of the border there. And that's how they would start every show, by "Hello, Wisconsin." And they probably have a couple sodas in them, you know, to help them along the way. So, but terrific. So I appreciate you both sharing your personal upbringings and backgrounds. How have these experiences helped make you better in your work and or inspired you to be school board members?
I'll start with that. I mean, my parents, you know, not having a college education, they were really focused on making sure that we had the best pathway to whatever was next. And we had a lot of family friends who were in the trades. And so there were so many paths. You know, we had respect for every different career path. And so that really keeps my mind very open to what all is out there for kids. You know, not everybody has to go to college, but you need to learn the core skills to be successful. And I think growing up in a service-oriented business, and also being an engineer, you know, focusing on problem solving, but also, you know, being there present with the person that's in front of you. I think a lot of times we get so wrapped up in technology and devices and not interacting with people. But at the end of the day, the person that's in front of you is the person that you should be engaging with. And so that really has influenced some of what I've seen over the last 15 years or so with how education has evolved, and really trying to get back to, you know, that hands-on learning, hands-on doing things, and being prepared for whatever path you have in front of you. And like I said, not everybody's going to choose the more traditional path. So.
Sure, sure. How about you, Anthony?
Well, I think the biggest thing for me is probably family. I mean, I grew up with four brothers and a sister. My father was, you know, the primary breadwinner, so my mother raised us. Just the sense of how important that is to have the stability and the security of, you know, two people that are married for, you know, 57 years, dedicating, sacrificing, working for their family. And so when I found my wife, amazing as she is, we, you know, knew we wanted children. We knew we wanted to, you know, raise them in a community like Waukesha. So that, you know, that thrust of saying, hey, this is what's important. I've always followed politics in life. I've always been an observer of what's going on. But when the opportunity presented itself, when schooling got tough during COVID, it said, hey, maybe it's time for me to get involved in that. So
sounds good. We're going to continue this conversation with Anthony Zenobia and Kelly Piazek and Cummins on the school board, as well as give Professor Robert Kaufman a chance to tell us about his background and especially his educational background and why he's here today. As This Week in Waukesha continues.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Tom Allball Show.
Sometimes our healthcare system can feel impersonal. Who can help my healthcare team understand what is important to me? Who can connect me with community services and health resources?
Community health representatives can. Community health representatives, or CHRs, live and work in our community, so they understand your unique health needs and can help break down the barriers that get between you and the quality care you deserve. Want to learn more? See all the good community health representatives at dhs.wisconsin.gov/CHR.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
This is the Shaw WAUK.
And that is a great band from Chicago called Solace. One of their band members, the great John Williams, not the John Williams of movie fame, but an accomplished musician in his own right in all Ireland, and other awarded, highly decorated concertina player. And he plays other instruments. And John's family's from the same part of Ireland in the West in County Clare as my family, my father's family, and my mother's family, too. And I mention this because there's a great movie out now, and Bob, you would enjoy this. It's called The Job of Song, and it chronicles musicians in County Clare in the village, the wee village of Doolin on the coast. Beautiful, down just down the road from where my father's family's from. And one of the musicians is a guy named Owen O'Neill, who was invited to play in Chicago when I was managing an Irish pub there, and met Owen back in the 90s. We've remained good friends through Facebook ever since. So Owen O'Neill's included in that movie, as well as Luca Bloom, another accomplished artist. So that's my idea of having a great St. Patrick's Day, not the green beer and all the other shenanigans. But so Bob Kaufman, my guest again, our Waukesha School Board incumbents, Anthony Zenobia and Kelly Piazek. And then my moderator, all the way from the left coast, Professor Robert Kaufman of Pepperdine University. Bob, if you don't, for the benefit of our local listeners here, tell us about yourself.
I'm an example of downward mobility. My income goes down after each degree. I have too much education. My parents were educators. My mother, a very successful AP history teacher in a parochial school. My father was an elementary school principal in Sharon, Massachusetts, very successful, excellent school system. And as for me, I hope you have the rest of the show. I have 4 degrees from Columbia, including a PhD in political science, a law degree from Georgetown, and an advanced law degree in alternative dispute resolution from Pepperdine. Wow. Sort of an antidote, because most of my writing has to do with the use of force, usually advocating it. So that's my educational background in a nutshell. And I want to commend both of these candidates for running, because you're running really at a pivotal time. Whatever your position, I think one thing is clear. COVID really took the scab off what's happening in American education. And it has made parents much more disturbed and much more engaged. So I think that's one issue. And also, from my end of it, at the university end, and I'm not singling out public schools because the private school kids aren't much better. There's been a real deterioration in civic education, basic skills, English literacy, expertise in the STEM subjects. And my parents were exponents of the liberal arts. And one of the reasons is that a liberal arts education gives you the ability to learn for your lifetime. And as you know, in the upper Midwest, you've learned the hard way. These students are going to have to retool many times in their lives. This is not going to be like working at GM or Ford for 40 years. And so one of my concerns, and I think parents are concerned, are the schools aware of the absolute imperative of improving skills and improving the capacity of students, not just to learn from K through 12, but for a lifetime?
Excellent. Excellent. Go ahead. Did you want to respond to that?
Well, absolutely. I'm very impressed to hear all of your background, Professor Kaufman. It's interesting. I think you said something in there about some of your degree pointing you toward the use of force. And I know that's been a subject that some others have written about. I think Heather McDonald comes to mind, but very, very important in our current state and politics in this country and what's important. How do we tackle some of the issues around, rising crime and some of the issues that we've recently, have happened with how we treat our police forces. And so all very important. That's kind of what thrust me into running for school board was COVID. My oldest son was 2 years at Rose Glen. When my daughter was ready for school, we decided, we wanted to send our kids to a smaller school where they also got some education in Christianity and in values of the local parochial school. So that's how we were raised. That's the type of schools we went to. So we wanted that for our children. But COVID affected every school. And a lot of the decisions that were made at the local level were just that. If the local school board's doing something, all the other schools follow suit. So that kind of engaged me to go into that. It really was, look, we all know our education system's been in trouble for a long time. And I really do feel like, looking at other options, teaching kids how to think, rather what to think, having them look toward the future of, hey, I'm going to go into the workforce, I'm going to go into college. How am I going to transition either through that career and or into something else as I go along? Because you're right. No one's going to work 40 years in a manufacturing facility probably in the foreseeable future. So
Sure. Kelly, how about you?
Very impressed with Dr. Kaufman's background. And completely agree that the scab coming off is something that we all as parents kind of experience in different ways. But when you're faced with your kids learning from home and trying to understand how to support them and how to help them, I think like a lot of us went along thinking that our kids were just doing okay. And you're looking at how your child's doing and you think that the time at school is well spent. And but you do start to hear things along the way and see things, and forms come home or projects come home or book assignments and things. And then you start to question, well, is this going to contribute to your education, or is this something that has a different intent? And so just starting to ask questions. And I mean, for me, it started all the way back in 2010 when my oldest started school. Common Core was all the rage, right? And as parents, we were looking at that saying, what is this? How are we supposed to get our kids through this? And what does it mean for them? So I think it's been a long time coming, but I think over the last 4 years has really been where we've been exposed to some things we need to think differently about.
Sounds great. We're going to continue this conversation with Kelly Piazek and Anthony Zenobia, incumbent candidates for Waukesha School Board in the April 2nd election, as well as our moderator, Professor Robert Kaufman, and the Carol Minute, and so much more. My guest next week is chiropractor Daytona Crepo here on This Week in Waukesha on WAUK, 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
Keep in Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade has resigned in the Georgia election interference case against former President Trump. A judge ruled either Wade or Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis had to go after their romantic relationship. CBS's Dan Kladman says Willis was the obvious choice to stay.
She's the best lawyer in that office and has the most experience with these kinds of complex felony cases and RICO cases.
At least three people have been killed after tornadoes tore through the central U.S. Angelica Altamirano's truck was crushed by a tree in Goshen, Arkansas.
Chainsaws just cutting up trees. Like, it was like a whole community, like, coming together, like, just everybody helping.
Israel has approved a potential ground assault on the Gaza city of Rafah.
The consequences of a ground operation in Rafah in the current circumstances would be catastrophic.
He's UN spokesman Stephane Dujarric. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Packers welcome their new defensive player. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers brought in Xavier McKinney to Green Bay to sign his contract with the team. At $68 million over 4 years, the former Giants safety will be the fourth highest paid player in his position. McKinney and the Packers' new running back, Josh Jacobs, both played together at Alabama. Did he ever think they'd be teammates again?
Nah, never. I'm glad that we're back on the same team, though. I can tell you that because he's a special back, somebody that really good friends with. You know, he's a great teammate. He's a guy that plays really hard, makes a lot of plays. So it's going to be fun to just be back on the field with him and practicing against him.
Men's college basketball. Marquette beat Providence last night 79-68. They will play UConn tonight in the Big East. The Badgers set to face Purdue in the Big Ten tournament today. They got past Northwestern thanks to some sharp shooting. Stephen Crowell.
So AJ's pulling deep threes. Max, John's been unbelievable. So just getting that lid off the rim early.
That's the Badgers' Stephen Crowell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny with highs in the mid-50s. It'll be breezy out of the west, up to 30 miles per hour at times. For tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, 28. More clouds for Sunday. We'll see a high near 37. Monday, partly sunny. Again, highs around 37.
Right now, it's 37.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Shaw. 101.1 FM and 540 AM WAUK. And on the Civic Media app.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
what to say. We long to see each other and are frightened of that day. You met me in a barren place. You walked me to the hill. We were so good for each other then. I know we could be still. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time. You couldn't have come at a better time.
Happy St. Patrick's Day weekend here this week in Waukesha. And you're listening to Luca Bloom. You couldn't have come at a better time. Another great Irishman. Younger brother of Christy Moore, a famous Irish folk singer. And I forgot to mention for Robert Kaufman's benefit, the second song you heard was Les Paul and Mary Ford, The World is Waiting for the Sunrise. And Bob, were you aware that Waukesha is the home of Les Paul?
I did know that.
Fantastic. All right. So it's designated by Gibson Guitars as one of eight Guitar Town USAs based on the influence of the guitar. And so you have like, what are some of the cities? You know, all the big cities, L.A., Chicago, obviously like Memphis and Nashville. And, you know, these big cities are familiar to most of people. And then Waukesha, Wisconsin, home of Les Paul. So a lot of fun here. I am joined again by Anthony Zenobia and Kelly Piazzik, incumbent candidates for re-election to the Waukesha School Board. And that election's on April 2nd. And just for everyone's benefit, I mentioned this on last week's show. Absentee voting starts on Tuesday, March 19th, and runs through Friday the 22nd from 8 to 4:30. Monday, March 25th through Thursday, March 28th, 8 to 4:30. And then Friday, the last day for early voting, March 29th, from 8 to 5 p.m. So if you can't get there on election day, take advantage of that. And also look for any postcards you get in the mail if you have a new polling place. If you're unsure, be sure to call City Hall. Call my good friend Gina Kozlik, who I learned is leaving. I guess she's going to Dousman. So sorry to see her go. She's been excellent in her role as city clerk. And also, too, her team have made sure we've had great and fair elections here in Waukesha. A really well-organized team throughout all the different polling places. So keep that in mind. And first question out of the gate for our candidates is, and we'll start with you, Kelly, what would you say have been your biggest achievements in your recent term on the board?
Definitely the curricular resources that we've implemented. I mean, we've got so many things to be proud of. We've got a balanced budget. We've done a ton of improvements without having to go to referendum. I think the financial piece is great, but I'm really most proud of the work that we've done on curriculum. When I came onto the board, and I saw this with my own kids, there wasn't consistency from school to school. There weren't great transitions from elementary to middle to high school. So just having that evidence-based curriculum that's sequenced, that makes sense in terms of how kids learn, science-based, that's been a big lift for us. We've implemented 11 curricular resources that are multi-grade level, and then another 14 or 15 individual courses that we've replaced the curriculum in. So all told, we've probably spent about $6 million on new curriculum for the district. That also helps us from school to school, right? We want every kid at every school in the district to have access to the same quality of curriculum. So I feel like that's been just time well spent and will make a big impact on our academic outcomes over time.
Terrific. And before we get to Anthony, just want to remind, we're taking your calls this morning at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. And if you happen to be catching this show on the radio, 548 AM or 101.1 FM, you can also catch us on the go by downloading the Civic Media app. And you can take it with. And Civic Media has over 20 stations around the state. So for those of you who like to travel or have places up north, a great place to catch local programming, as well as Brewers, Badgers, Packer games out in that area. I love sports on the radio, so just, you know, keep that in mind. And I know Bob Kaufman does. But so, Anthony, what would you say have been, Anthony Zenobia, what would you say have been your biggest achievements in your recent term on the board? This is your only, you've been on one term, correct?
Yes.
Then, Cal, how many terms have you been on?
One.
Okay. So each one term. Okay. So go ahead, sir.
Yes. So I really feel that what we've accomplished, what I ran on is what I'm proud of. I kept the promises to the people that I spoke to in the community about what I wanted to do, what I felt was important. You know, going back to have to rehash COVID again, but that was the central theme of the 21 election, was getting kids back to school, putting them back into the environment that they used to be in, where they weren't constantly being quarantined. So the big issues were getting our kids back to school, which in Waukesha, our secondary kids were in a hybrid program, which had ended just prior to us getting elected in the winter. So that was on the change, but we were still quarantining kids who were coming in contact. And before you know it, 5, 10, 15 kids in a class are at home for 2 weeks. In addition to that, it was the masking. So when we came on, those were kind of the first two orders of business. Kelly was the one who called an emergency meeting to end the quarantining policy and keep kids in the classroom who were not sick. A couple weeks later, I made the motion to end the masking, mandatory masking, when we made it optional. So those are two huge things that the community was dying to have happen and wanted to see happen. That really was the thrust of us winning that election in 21. I really believe parents wanted their kids back to school. They wanted them learning, and they wanted a lot of these mandates that were hurting their education both at home and in school. After that, the two things that I really ran on was, you know, let's depoliticize the environment of schools. And a lot of that stuff that was in the schools and still is a distraction to learning. I truly believe if we're not educating kids properly, how will they ever be able to engage, like we had said earlier, in the civic process. So it's really was bringing a balance to the environment that kids learn in, to not have it overly political. And of course, there's other issues of that, one being inappropriate materials, but I think we'll get to that soon. So.
Okay. I want to interject real quick that the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin launched its vote411.org voter guide for the April 2nd spring election. It's a good chance for you to check out other elections going on. I know there's not many this time here in Waukesha, as well as the candidates in our school board. Next question, and we want to give Professor Kaufman a chance to weigh in on this, is because it is a national issue, and that's we have a teacher shortage. And what would your plan be? What will your plan be in your next term should you be reelected for attracting teachers to Waukesha School District? Whoever wants to go first.
Well, let's maybe just start by talking about the situation that we have here in Waukesha and I think where we need to have our focus. I know there's been a common narrative that there's a mass exodus. I think the entire industry has seen a significant turnover. The resignations and retirements over the last few years have been unprecedented. I think the state of Wisconsin is close to 16%. In Waukesha, we've actually been hovering around 10 or 11%. So we've actually retained more teachers on average than most districts, which has been a positive. We onboarded 140-plus teachers this year. We've been able to fill those positions. We have a lot of incredibly talented teachers who want to work in Waukesha, and we've got a great mentor program. So that's actually been going very well. I think the challenge across the industry is that there just aren't enough teachers. And, you know, people talk about things like tuition forgiveness and, you know, non-traditional pathways and things. And it's not enough to just have a financial solution. We really need to have different paths for people to come into the profession. We need to have people who have other degrees. There are some emergency paths, and those do work in some cases, but I think there are some really interesting proposals out there around apprenticeship type programs where, you know, teachers who want to be in the classroom don't want to spend 4 years sitting in a classroom being taught to. They want to be in the classroom. So I think the sooner that we can get teachers into the classroom through apprenticeships, through mentoring experiences, the better. And then also, you know, considering you need a 4-year education degree to teach, you know, second grade math. What is it about the foreign language requirement in your college program that's going to help you be a good elementary teacher? So I think just understanding, you know, what are we asking of teachers to come into the profession, and where do we find some more non-traditional pathways into the profession?
Sure. Professor Kaufman, what are your thoughts on addressing?
Well, I've had a lot of experience in this, unfortunately, and it's a multifaceted problem. One, you have to pay teachers better. But secondly, teachers have to be more accountable. I am for tenure. I have it, but one of the degrees I got was very late in life. I was over 60 and got the advanced law degree, and my children really inspired me to do it. They told me, Dad, you have no idea what it's like being a student these days. And I said, sure I do. I've been in the classroom. My parents were educators. They said, Dad, you don't know what you're talking about. As usual, they were correct. And one of the things I learned being a student and deliberately not asking for preferential treatment, there are some very good teachers and there are some very bad teachers. And part of teaching and improving it is making the teacher, if you're going to reward teachers, you have to make it accountable. The third problem is, unfortunately, the lot that education schools and teachers unions have on access to being a teacher. It's like a medieval guild. One of the emblematic cases was in the state of New Jersey, Henry Kissinger wouldn't have been allowed to teach in a high school because he didn't have an ed degree in process. We have to be able to hire more people in mid-career who have an expertise in a subject. This is certainly true for K through three. I get the process emphasis, but for the upper levels, particularly fifth grade on, we need more people who are in teaching who have substantive knowledge. And then finally, we need a better legal environment. Every day I walk into my office at Pepperdine and I have an endowed chair, I half joke with our administrative assistant, is there a Title IX against me today? And one of the things that teachers have to deal with, particularly if you're on my side of the spectrum, is sort of the weaponization that really not only chills learning, but is a real barrier to entry for teachers. And honestly, one of the reasons teachers are retiring in droves is the same reason that policemen are retiring in droves. They find the atmosphere demoralizing, and they have a point. But part of it is also that teachers have to be more accountable. If teachers want rewards, nobody functions well without accountability, me included.
Excellent point. Thank you, Professor. Johnny, how are we doing on time here? Okay. So 1 minute, I want to make a quick announcement for the second this is for Carroll University. For the second consecutive season, Carroll Jr., Olivia Ranhal has been named to the Women's Basketball Coaches Association Division III All-American Honorable Mention Team. This announcement came on Wednesday, the day after she was named to the D3 Hoops All-Regional First Team. And congrats to her teammate, sophomore Natalie Grisius, for being named second team All-Region. It really was a wonderful year for Carroll Women's. They had the highest ranking, 13th in program history, national ranking, and the most wins in program history with 23, and also capturing the regular season in tournament championships for the first time. So we will return with Kelly Piasnik and Anthony Zenobia and as This Week in Waukesha continues, and my good friend Professor Robert Kaufman.
Of the right thing at the wrong time.
You're listening to The Shaw at WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
And 26-BIBLE.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You couldn't have come at a better time. Since we were first together by the lakeside sky so blue, we were so good for each other. Me and you and me and you and me and you and me.
You're listening to This Week in Waukesha on WAUK, 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app. My apologies. We're moving to a new 800 number, and it doesn't appear to be working today. We will have a 414 number available for you momentarily. In fact, it's on the bottom of the WAUKradio.com website. So, again, our apologies as we sort that out, but we do want to take your calls. Anthony wanted to talk more about the addressing the teacher shortage. Is that correct, Anthony Zenobia?
Yeah, I wanted to just briefly respond to what Professor Kaufman had said. I think he's absolutely right on most of those points. And, you know, some of the issues that we've had to address, I know there's a narrative that wants to say, well, you know, the school board has done a lot of things we don't like, so a lot of teachers have left. And there's probably a few of those for sure. But we've had 141 that do want to work with Waukesha and have come into the district. I think there's a sense among teachers, as in any profession, that they want to work in an environment that is about the work they do. We know our teachers are passionate about all this stuff. They want to work with kids, and they don't want the distractions. Some great things about our district, and Kelly mentioned about all the curriculum we have put in. I think that really begins, you know, that curriculum had gone in across all grade levels. And when you have new teachers, whether they're brand new teachers or they've been teaching for a long time, they come in and they're able to, you know, step into curriculums that are proven, that they can get on board with quickly and begin to teach without having trying to pick up things that are another teacher had done that's no longer there. Our teacher salaries in this state, for the size of our district, are in the top 7%. And so we certainly pay our teachers well because we value our teachers. But again, back to the bureaucracy of the state. I mean, why Wisconsin is ranked so low in education is baffling. And one of the only things that I can think of is the problem is that we have a Department of Public Instruction. We have a state government that puts too much regulation and restriction on how we can educate our kids. And, you know, the sooner we can remedy some of those situations, I think the more teachers will attract across the board. But our population is also aging out. It's affected other things like transportation, for one. So,
okay. Hey, real quick, the number to call in, and again, our apologies, is 414-441-2941. That's 414-441-2941. And it looks like someone got through, Johnny. Is that right? Tom, are you there? Or we might have lost him. Oh, no, we got, looks like Susie. Susie, are you there? Hello, Susie. I'm not getting anything from Susie's end here.
It's like fishing.
Yeah.
Here.
Oh, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, Susie. Yes, thank you. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Mr. Zenobia, Dr. Piasek.
Mr. Brown, and hello, Mr. Crossman. Welcome to the Waukesha area.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. I want to thank you for taking my call. There is so much positive activity and great news coming out of our Waukesha schools.
I think we might have lost Susie again. So, well, actually, we got another caller. We got Mike. Mike, can you hear us? Or Mike, can you, what's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, Don, it's Mike, your friend.
Yes, okay, it is. So happy good to hear your voice, yeah. Hey, thanks for putting this together, too, Mike. Mike had a big hand in this.
Yeah,
so.
No problem.
So.
Yeah, no problem. So I actually kind of want to address something Dr. Kaufman said about peeling the scab off. And I remember in Waukesha where the scab was peeled off. It was actually during COVID that there was an open records request that actually was sent to the district, and it was the district actually charged $531 to get the information that should have been free. And then information actually exposed the failure rates at all of our high schools. And when that got out and it got out in the media, it actually, there was other parents around the state then that actually took action and tried to get the same type of information. And it was so damning to the school districts that actually the price kept going up, $1,000, $2,000. It got up to like $10,000. And I just, what I want to do is I would like our candidates there to actually kind of talk about some of the successes in math and the core curricula that Waukesha has actually done since then, because it's so important. Because as you know, there's so much misinformation out there, and I think they're doing great. But I got to hang up because I'm going into work, and I appreciate you letting
Sounds
them on.
Sounds great. Hey, thanks for the call, Mike. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Go ahead. Kelly or Anthony, where
else go first? I'll start with that. I was part of the parent group that was really asking a lot of questions about how our kids were doing, and we could see that that they weren't prepared for the test, they weren't meeting the standards, there just wasn't a lot of learning happening. And so, on a positive note, I think that the threshold wasn't lowered because the kids weren't learning, but the grades were abysmal. And so, we started asking questions about how it was going, and we're really kind of surprised that it was going to cost a lot of money to understand how our kids were doing. What we learned is that you know, people really weren't paying attention. Those in the district side weren't paying attention to how the kids were doing, which was, you know, kind of shocking. But once we looked at that data, when I decided to run for school board, it was very much on, you know, returning some normalcy, but also getting back to this learning recovery as fast as we possibly could. And then digging into the curriculum and seeing what we had to do to get it better. You know, the challenge is that when you have three disrupted years for kids, you know, it's not like you're starting over again with a whole bunch of new curriculum. You're starting from where you are. So the time that it takes to actually recover when you've got a fifth grader who's lost, you know, 2 years of very foundational learning, is that it's really hard to catch up. You can't just throw new curriculum at it. But the first step is having science-based, sequenced, structured curriculum that's going to work. And we've already seen some really great outcomes in our elementary schools. I think a lot of our high schoolers have recovered to a good level. I think the challenge we have right now, it's fundamentally is at middle school, because the kids who are in middle school right now missed some really formative time in elementary school from academics and behavior and social engagement. And so that, you know, that's the biggest challenge. But at the elementary level, social studies, math, reading have all seen a significant improvement over the last few years in terms of outcomes. And our improvement has actually outpaced what's happening at the state level. So, you know, we're moving in the right direction.
Sounds great. And Susie's back. We can fit you in real quick, or if you don't mind hanging on. Susie, are you there? Hey, Susie, let's.
Hello.
Yes.
Now can you hear?
We sure can. Yep. Actually, okay, Susie, I put you on hold here? We're going to move into the second hour, but we want to hear your question here on This Week in Waukesha with my guests, Anthony Zenobia and Kelly Piazek, incumbent candidates for the Waukesha School Board.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Monday on Nightlight, I'm live in Madison and joined in studio by musician James Runday. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda